Gratitude has the power to change any situation. Maybe a better way to say it is that appreciation can influence how we perceive any given circumstance. Being grateful may not change your circumstances, but it does change you, and that makes all the difference. It's the power of thankfulness. It can change the very way we experience life, and it can neutralize negative emotions and enable us to learn precious lessons, even during challenging times. Do you want to discover how to live a life filled with purpose and contentment and joy? Then join me for my 5-day gratitude challenge. It's a free 5-day gratitude challenge, and I'll share a link here below when we're finished. Hi, if we've never met before, I'm Diane LaFoon, and I help stressed out people make small changes in their lives in order to feel less anxious, more fulfilled, so they're better able to choose joy each and every day. You know, thankfulness has the potential to transform both your health, your mental and physical health, and it can improve your relationships, your relationship with God, your relationships with your family, with your friends. With thankfulness comes great power, and the more you cultivate gratitude, the more you'll experience in your life. So today I'm going to talk about 7 terrific benefits of gratitude. Number 1, you experience greater joy. Numerous studies have been shown that when you're being a grateful person, it makes you overall happier. You know, how can you not be? When you're grateful, you're focused on all the good things that are happening in your life, and you're focused on the positive things, and you're not wasting your energy or your time griping about all that's negative and going on. Our energy is devoted to being thankful for our beautiful, wonderful life rather than the few things that we maybe wish we had or wish our life had a part of. And the good news is that this gratefulness produces kind of a loop of joy. We're grateful, so we feel joyful, so we feel more grateful, so we feel even more joy. Gratefulness is a lot like a supplement of joy that you can take every day. If you want to be more joyful, start practicing gratefulness today. So number 2, gratitude deepens your relationship. A recent study found that when we thank people, it makes them want to be around us more. Who wouldn't, right? In other words, if you're grateful to people and tell them thank you for things that they do or for just being who they are, they will want to spend more time with you. After all, it makes you feel good when somebody says thank you, and it makes you feel like you've helped someone out. So would you rather be around somebody who's constantly putting this positive outlook of gratitude around, or would you rather be somebody who's continually stewing about how unhappy they are? I think the answer is very obvious, isn't it? When we're grateful to people, it attracts them to us. They want to be around us and develop friendships and relationships with us. Gratefulness is like a magnet. So if you want to start developing deeper friendships, start by being grateful to your friends today. So number 3, you become healthier, actually, when you experience more gratitude. It's not just a state of mind. It is a real direct positive effect on your body. Specifically, there are great ways that gratitude makes you healthier. In one study, they compared people who were counting their blessings versus people who were actually counting and keeping track of their burdens. And the results were pretty powerful. Those people who counted their blessings had 16% fewer physical symptoms than they had before. They spent 19% more time exercising. They had 10% less physical pain. That's wild. They had 8% more sleep, and they enjoyed 25% more increased sleep quality. So it's great for you physically. Additionally, grateful people are much more likely to do things that actually take care of their health, things like getting regular exercise and better sleep. So you want to be a healthier each day? Then develop a thankfulness regimen just like you would any health regimen as well. So number 4, when you're grateful, you are more optimistic. It just makes sense, doesn't it? When you're focused on the blessings that are coming into your life, you are preoccupied with all the good that you have rather than the things that you don't have. The result is that you're consistently more optimistic. You have more of a positive attitude. You believe that good things will happen to you because you focus on all of those good things that are happening to you. And numerous research studies have shown it's true. When you increase your levels of gratitude, it leads to increasing your overall levels of optimism. What you focus on expands. And as you focus on being grateful for all that you have in your life, your sense of well-being and optimism grows along with it. Suddenly, everything seems possible. And when you're optimistic, you open your eyes to the abundance that life offers and all of those glorious possibilities that are ahead of you. You begin to develop a sense that good things are always going to come your way. And you start attracting those good things. And when you attract those good things, you become more and more optimistic. So if you want to turn your life around today and be consistently more upbeat and optimistic, get into the habit of counting your blessings and being grateful. Number 5, you strengthen your mental health when you practice gratitude. Actually, gratitude has several mental health benefits, and one of them includes reducing toxic emotions like envy and regret. It can also minimize depression. You know, personally, I have a bad tendency to compare myself with others, and that creates toxic emotions for me. It steals my joy. So when I'm tempted to compare myself with someone else's situation, I try to catch myself and think of several ways that I'm grateful for being in my own situation. And it kind of turns things around for me and it puts those toxic emotions at bay. Gratitude also has been shown to decrease stress. And like I said, when we're grateful, we don't have room for those toxic emotions. You could say it detoxifies us from things like jealousy, regret, anger. There's an author, Amy Collette, and she says that gratitude is a powerful catalyst for happiness. It's the spark that lights a fire of joy in your soul. Do you want the spark of joy in your soul? Of course you do. I do. Everybody would love more joy. So that spark is gratitude. If you want to be better able to hold on to those negative emotions and start living a mentally healthy life, start practicing gratitude. Number 6. Gratitude enhances your personality. Can you believe it? This is very cool. There are significant amounts of evidence that gratefulness can actually change your personality for the better. How does it do this? Well, when you're grateful, you naturally become more optimistic, like we said. You're less focused on material things. You're more spiritually connected when you're thankful to God. You become less self-centered when you're thankful to others. You have more self-esteem because you've got such a positive outlook, and you're more emotionally resilient, and you bounce back during those difficult times. You feel better consistently physically. You feel better with your health consistently, and you deal with fewer of those toxic emotions we talked about. And the bottom line, when you're grateful, you're more relaxed. So your level of gratefulness has a significant impact on your overall personality. Do you want to grow and expand? Do you want to bring joy and laughter into the lives of those around you? Do you want to become the absolute best version of yourself that you can be? If you want to have an upbeat, attractive personality, you would be wise to focus on gratitude. And finally, number 7, when you practice gratitude, you become less materialistic. It's not necessarily wrong to want more stuff. But if you constantly focus on what you don't have, you'll end up feeling unhappy, ungrateful, and discontented. When you're ungrateful, you lose so much of that ability to enjoy life, and you feel those negative emotions that we talked about. On the flip side, when you're grateful, you feel a deep sense of well-being. You're content with what you have, and you don't constantly compare yourself to others. You are much more inclined to even be generous and giving to others. So to be clear, being grateful doesn't mean that you don't work hard or seek to make money. No, it simply means that you're incredibly thankful for what you have already. And here's kind of the paradox. The more grateful you are, the more likely you will work harder and produce more good things in your life. Why? It's because you're already optimistic about the outcome of your efforts. It's a win-win situation, and you become less preoccupied with those material things while you're still working hard to achieve those dreams and goals that you have. Do you want to have a thankful heart that is constantly seeing all of your blessings? Then begin practicing gratefulness today. There are few things that are more powerful than a life supercharged with gratitude. As we've seen, when you're grateful, you first experience greater joy. It can deepen your relationships. You become healthier physically. You're more optimistic. You strengthen your mental health. You enhance your personality. And you become less materialistic. And so much more. There's more that we could talk about. But you could almost say that gratefulness is like a superpower. And it's one thing to read and talk about gratefulness, but for you to truly tap into it and its enormous power, it's crucial to begin living a life of gratitude. So if you're ready to discover how to live that life filled with purpose, contentment, and joy, please join me for my free 5-day gratitude challenge. I'll share a link below. Let's do this. And when you click on the link, you'll see that you can join by text message if you live in the U.S., or you can join by email. I sure hope you join me for the free 5-day gratitude challenge with the link below. And remember, joy isn't something that simply happens to us. We have to choose joy and keep choosing joy every single day. I'll see you next Tuesday at noon for our Joy Tip of the Week.